What up, though, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Daily Upside. I'm your host, Keenan Rivals. If this is your first time viewing this channel, then welcome. This is the place where we talk about sports cards every day. That's right. Every day we take a deep dive into the market. We go over previous auctions, potential plays, and sometimes we get into a little bit of NBA news. Before we do so, I do want to remind everybody that yesterday was Wednesday, so we did drop the sports cards pick of the week. Got a little preview down there, but you know, if you want to check it out, click the link down below in the description. I kind of hinted at this one on Twitter. This one's going to be a little hard to find, but if you can get one, I think it's going to be worth it. So yeah, definitely check that out if you want to see this pick of the week. And that comes out every week for the Upside Squad. So if you're not part of the Upside Squad, definitely go ahead and sign up. It's less than a cup of coffee per week, and it brings you a lot of value. Getting into some NBA news, saw this little article here on The Athletic. Not really interested in reading it, but I love the headline. Are the Warriors exceeding expectations in 2021? And yeah, again, didn't read this article, but I wanted to pose that question to you guys. Every day we do this podcast to try to find an interesting question to kind of ask you guys. I'm a big Warriors fan, big Steph Curry fan. If you've been a longtime viewer of the channel, you definitely know that. And even though the Warriors haven't been the best team in basketball, I've still been enjoying a lot of their games. So yeah, I'm curious to know what you guys think. And I wanted to start the episode off with the question. Do you think the Warriors are overachieving or underachieving with their current roster? Let me know in the comments. Moving on, another kind of weird post was on The Athletic, and this was about the Timberwolves' Jaden McDaniels. They said he's challenging his fire and he's becoming a building block in Minnesota. Now, I know of Jaden McDaniels and Jalen McDaniels. However, I don't know too much about their game. When I saw this article, I'm like, is this a mistake? You know, I went and looked at Jaden McDaniels' stats, and he's putting up a few points per game, not getting too much, you know, time, but he did get 30 minutes yesterday. And it's looking like he now might start, you know, starting. Now, I don't know exactly how many games he's going to start or what kind of opportunities he's going to have. I do know that Minnesota was playing Jared Vanderbilt, who I was a big fan of in high school. Maybe he's not doing too well there. Maybe Jaden McDaniels looking to take that spot. And again, you know, I like to bring this news to you guys because we are investors here. We need to know what's going on in the league. If Jaden McDaniels is going to be starting, then that's going to be a big plus for us. I'm sure his cards are dirt cheap. If he can put up some points, if he can impress, we might see a boost in those prices. Again, just speculation. No deep, heavy research on this one. I just see a 20-year-old getting a starting opportunity, and that piques my interest. Now, I did do a little bit of a dive, and I looked at some highlights and things like that. And Jaden McDaniels has a nice game. He kind of reminds me of Jonathan Isaac. I'm not sure if he's as good on defense or if he's as good as a shooter as Jonathan Isaac. But in terms of his frame, kind of like that skinny, lanky build, but still athletic, still you know, kind of agile, still has that ability to kind of stretch the floor. I like what I saw in the little bit of footage that I watched. Obviously, highlights are highlights. You know, take this for what you want. But I did want to, you know, report this for any Minnesota fans, anybody who's holding on to Jaden McDaniels, maybe Prism drafts. I picked up a few on StarStock just because why not? They were going for like 5 or 6 cents. Funny story, I actually tried to buy them in bulk. I saw a really good deal and I was like, wow, 10 cent for 50 cards. I'll take that. And it was super early and I ended up buying a bunch of StarStock Bs. So probably going to be holding on those for quite some time unless Jaden McDaniels pulls a Christian Wood. But yeah, I thought I would share that with you. So yeah, Jaden McDaniels. I mean, he's looking like he might be somebody that can get some clock in a few games and prove himself. And if he can do that, maybe I'll be able to sell those StarStock Bs. Moving on, we got an article about Joel Embiid and how he delivered an MVP performance last night. I didn't watch the Sixers game last night. I was watching the Brooklyn Nets, and I remember looking at the box score, and the Sixers were like down 3. It was like 30 seconds to go, and I was like, they better not lose to the Jazz. Now, I'm not saying that to discount the Jazz. You know, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and, you know, the Jazz as an organization have been doing fantastic this year, but, like, you know, This is the Sixers' year. This is the year that they're trying. They're playing for real. And I don't know what happened. I'm reading this article as I'm talking to you now, and I guess Joel Embiid hit a game-tying 3, and then he just kind of, you know, did his thing, and Tobias Harris kind of went off in overtime. So really just loving what I'm seeing from the Sixers. I've been a big Ben Simmons fan. You know, I'm a big believer in Ben Simmons being LeBron Jr. or Jason Kidd at all. And, you know, I'm just loving what Joel Embiid is doing. But I also feel like he's not getting the respect that he deserves. This guy is going out there every night. He's putting up 30, 40 points. He's grabbing boards. He's the anchor on defense. He is doing his thing. He's leading that team. He has proven that, though I love Ben Simmons, that this is his team. And, you know, his cards are reflecting that to a certain degree. but I still think they're disrespected. I was looking at his Prism rookie yesterday. It ended for $875 in auction. So yeah, we're going to get into some NBA news right now. And look, $875 is a lot of money, especially for a Prism base. You guys saw that video yesterday. You know that I've been kind of shying away from Prism base, looking at color parallels. But when it comes to some of the older years, you know, 2014, 2015, we know those Prism base are still pretty rare in terms of PSA 10, in terms of being gem mint. And yeah, $875, a lot of money. But it's not Jokic. Jokic ended yesterday for, you know, $1,213. I love what Jokic is doing. I love that he can pass the ball. I love that he can, you know, score whenever he wants. But I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? You're starting a team. You got to pick a center. Are you taking Joel Embiid or are you taking Nikola Jokic? I guess injuries outside, you know, like you don't count injuries. Do you think the sports cards are counting injuries? Like, do you think Joel Embiid's cards aren't that high because people are kind of apprehensive that he might get injured? I'm not sure what the answer is. I just feel like Joel Embiid should be up there with Nikola Jokic. I understood the gap earlier in the year. I was looking at card ladder, kind of comparing their cards. And, you know, we kind of seen that gap close. Joel Embiid's down here. It was a big gap. I was talking about it all year. If you guys follow up this channel, Joel Embiid was at $400. We had Jokic at like $1,400. That did not make sense to me. I'm like, this is insane. I understand that the pop report on Joel Embiid is like double or whatever. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, right now we're kind of moving off price action a little bit, not so much pop reports. They should be the same price. So, again, the gap is closing, but we kind of see it widened here. That's a little wider than it used to be. So let me know what you guys think. You know, who's your MVP? I'm going to ask that question on Instagram as well. So definitely go tap into Instagram and give me your opinion. You know, you got Joel Embiid or you got Nikola Jokic. Speaking of, you know, underrated cards, another one that I saw here that's not so underrated anymore is Kyrie Irving's Prism Silver PSA 10. This is another card we kind of talked about earlier in the year. Big Kyrie fan. I feel like I'm one of the only, you know, card, whatever I am, you know, influencers or you know, YouTube channels that did like Kyrie. You know, he was going through his whole, like, you know, stage and everybody was kind of against him. I was still rocking with Kyrie. I just didn't believe that Kevin Durant was going to leave Golden State to pair with Kyrie. And then, you know, Kyrie was going to be some hot hit. In my opinion, when Kyrie's on his A game, there's no better show. So yeah, his Prism Silver was going for not that much, you know, about 6 months ago when we kind of started, it was going for like 4,000 or 5,000. I remember looking at a few were like around that $3,500 range. And now we kind of see them shooting up. So the last one just sold best offer, $9,000. Now, did that buyer overpay? I'm not sure. There's only 21 of these cards. Prior to that, one selling for $9,000, one sold for $5,000. So somebody thought Kyrie was worth $9,000 and that pushed his value up substantially. This card within the last, 2 weeks or a month or so, they don't even have it on card. Come on, card ladder. Let's get these things updated. But yeah, the card moved up about 80 or 90%, you know, if it was around $5,000. So yeah, they're going for $9,000 now, and there's still some money in Prism Silver. I know we're looking at color parallels, but again, guys, we got to have different strategies for different years. For me, anything 2017 and above, I'm looking at color parallels. 2016, 2015, 14, you know, 12, and you know, 13 and 12, those I'm fine getting the Prism Silvers. I don't even think Prism for 2012 has any color parallels besides green and gold. So, you know, you're kind of only stuck with that Prism Silver. So yeah, big shout out to Kyrie to see his cards moving up. I do have a few of his cards. I have his Panini, you know, Gold Knight. And I just recently sold some of his Contenders autographs. So hoping those cards move up as well. I know a lot of you bought Kyrie early when I made that call. And, you know, if you didn't cash out, then it looks like you might be rewarded pretty soon. So shout out to Kyrie. Shout out to the Nets. You know, James Harden, the Nets, they're a great show, man. If it's any basketball games on and the Nets are playing, I'm watching the Nets every time. And that's with or without KD. Speaking of KD, that was a great segue. His Bowman Chrome PSA 10 ended yesterday for, what price did it end for? Because it wasn't $10,000. $6,750. This card is limited to 2,999. So this is a base card, but it does fit in our scope of kind of rare limited cards. You know, looking at that scarcity, only has a pop of 87. So out of those 2,999 cards, only 87 were gem mint. I don't know what was going on in 2007. I was in sports cards in 2007, but I have no idea what was going on. But every Kevin Durant card across the board is just like extremely limited. I'm not sure why his cards weren't graded. I haven't checked the BGS pop reports. Maybe a large portion of them are graded by BGS. But when it comes to PSA, everything we've talked about, the tops, the Bowman Chrome, his finest, everything is just super, super limited. So shout out to everybody who's been picking up KDs. I think that if they can continue to play the way they've been playing, once KD can kind of come back and provide some defense, I think KD is going to shoot through the roof. I think he's a ticking time bomb. I think we're just waiting for confirmation that the Nets are the real deal. And once we get that, you know, he's going to be rivaling Stephen Curry and LeBron prices. It's just a matter of time. They're too limited. I'm loving these pickups right now. What do you guys think about Kevin Durant? Are you still kind of afraid he's going to get injured? Are you still kind of in and out on the Nets? You know, what's going on? And why do you think KD is trending so low right now? I know $6,000 is a lot of money, but comparatively, he's trending pretty low. I mean, I talked about this yesterday. Some of Kevin Durant's cards are cheaper than some of James Harden's cards. So, you know, do your research. I'll have some reports on that pretty soon. But yeah, it's just pretty insane right now. I think if you can afford it, you know, Kevin Durant is a good investment right now. But, you know, do your own research, not financial advice. Now, typically when we do, you know, cards and I'm kind of finished with my NBA card talk, I kind of wrap the show up. But today I do want to take a little bit of time and talk about NBA Top Shot. There's been a lot going on Twitter. I don't have, you know, all the details or the time to get into it, but a lot has been going on about withdrawals. A lot has been going on about transparency. A lot of people want to know what's going on and when it's happening. And you're starting to see some investors or collectors get frustrated. And, you know, to a certain degree, rightfully so. It was part of a big reason why I put out my Top Shot article about, you know, withdrawals and what my experience was like. A lot of people were kind of in denial that withdrawals were actually possible. And I wanted to show that they were. So if you haven't read this, then definitely go check it out. I'll leave the link in the description below. I think it's really, really important to kind of get that reassurance and also for me to kind of be transparent. This is crypto. This is supposed to be like decentralized. And even though it's not, but it's supposed to be decentralized and kind of open. So I wanted to be open about my experience. And I also want to let you guys know, I understand that my experience is just my experience. Maybe that's not your experience, you know, but I wanted to do my part and let you guys know about what I'm doing over here. Now, with that being said, I did get a text message yesterday from a friend who sent me this on Twitter. And apparently, you know, Rohan was in the Discord and he kind of let some of those, you know, kind of answer some of your questions, I should say. So this is kind of the notes from Rohan. This is what pretty much was said in the Discord. I didn't witness this myself, so take it with a grain of salt. But, you know, we talked about badges here before. I mentioned them on the newsletter. And for everybody who's wondering when badges are coming, well, Rohan said they should be here within the next 3 to 4 weeks. And he said right now what they're prioritizing is first moment and rookie badges. So that means sometimes next month or at the end of the month, we should start seeing rookies have badges. We should start seeing moments say, hey, this is their first moment or their Top Shot debut. I think that's going to be huge. I think a lot of people on the platform aren't really familiar with the players or the moments. So kind of identifying which is going to bring a lot of value for them. He also mentioned that all-star badges were going to be a thing. I'm not sure if I'm a big fan of that idea, but I guess if you're an NBA all-star, you're going to get an all-star badge. And, you know, outside of, you know, those kind of things, he talked about withdrawals and pack drops. So, you know, what's to come is that they're going to be doing some more live streams, some more pre-orders. They're going to be opening up reselling on the packs, you know, sometime this year. No month has been specified, but you'll be able to resell your packs sometime this year. And they are going to be opening up some type of trading platform or some type of trading marketplace. Right now, if you want to trade on Top Shot, you kind of have to use a trust factor or maybe even a middleman. But they're going to shut that down and they're going to allow us to kind of trade with confidence. So I'm not sure when that's happening, but he did list that as one of the features to come. And you can see they're just pretty feature packed, you know, so I'm sure they're doing a lot of work on their side. You know, again, they are in beta. We do have to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I also do understand why some collectors and investors are frustrated. Now, in terms of withdrawals, they are working on it. Rohan went ahead and kind of listed, you know, some potential, you know, issues that may occur. So essentially, if you're having problems with KYC or know your customer or verifying to a certain degree, it could be a problem with your ID. It could be that you have people in the same household who have multiple accounts, and that can kind of be flagged as some type of risk or some type of potential issue, which they have to mainly look into it. They said withdrawals are, you know, coming down to financial institutions and they're aiming to expand these limits. So that means if you can withdraw your money, maybe they'll open up the cap. Maybe instead of withdrawing $2,500, you'll be able to withdraw more. But however, they don't really have any time frames for any of this. So I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but you know, at least they're being transparent. At least they're kind of commenting on it now. You know, I do feel like some people thought they were dancing around it and just not talking about it at all, you know, kind of ignoring it to a certain extent. So I'm really happy that, you know, there is some transparency kind of going on. So hopefully, you know, they open up those withdrawals soon. Hopefully we can kind of figure out these badges soon. I think I'm going to write up an article tonight, kind of, you know, touching base on these things and you know, looking at this and letting you guys know what I kind of gather from it. You know, now that we have this information, how can we take advantage of it? And what type of plays do we see opening up in the market? So expect that newsletter tonight if you are subscribed to the Top Shot newsletter. Now, with that being said, you know, we kind of got the transparency out the way. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the NBA has pretty much been partnering up with Top Shot. You know, they released the Rising Star roster through a kind of a Top Shot pack reveal. I won't play the video because it will get loud, but yeah, you know, they announced the Rising Stars on Top Shot. So if that doesn't give you kind of confidence in the platform, then I don't know. It does for me. It shows me that the NBA knows what they're doing. Top Shot knows what they're doing, and they're just trying to figure out the protocols and the UI. So yeah, if you haven't seen this, then definitely take a look at it. I feel like it makes me extremely bullish on Top Shot as a successful platform, not even as an investment, but just as a platform that's going to work. You know, again, they're in beta. There's a lot of issues, but if the NBA is working with them, if the NBA players are working with them, I have to just let my fear kind of go out the window and understand that they're just figuring things out and it's going to take some time. And, you know, once they do, they're going to have an amazing product. And if that wasn't enough validation, then, you know, Shams, who just always tweets out rumors and he's ahead of the curve. He tweeted this as well. You know, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant and LaMelo Ball headline NBA Rising Star selections for 2020-21 season as revealed on Top Shot. Here are the rosters. And again, just credibility to Top Shot. So I don't know, guys, if you're kind of on the fence, then definitely look at these signs and understand that I think it's a legit platform. Does that justify the price points? I'm not sure. Am I saying Top Shot's going to go to the moon? No, I'm just saying that they're a real platform. You know, in any issues we have with the platform right now, we have to understand that it's in beta and it is blockchain technology and they're figuring things out one day at a time. I really like what they're doing over there, especially with their team. So I don't know. I'm still in on Top Shot. Let me know what you guys think down below. But yeah, that's it for this one, guys. If you haven't already, check me out on Twitter. Follow the High Upside Show. Means a lot. A lot of you have been following me on Twitter. A lot of you have been following me on Twitter, but a lot of you have not been subscribing to the YouTube. If you're listening to this video, I need you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're almost at 3,000 subscribers. That means a lot, man. We come a long way. So yeah, definitely check me out on Twitter. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and be sure to like this video. And last but not least, Instagram as well. Today, I'll be posting a few questions on Instagram. So I'd definitely love if you guys come over and give your opinion. Yesterday, we asked, you know, what were your opinions on the new grading companies? You know, CSG and HGA, or are you still just rocking with PSA? So if you haven't already, go ahead and give your opinion on that. We would love to see that. And yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, guys. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Happy investing.